Hello, everybody, and welcome to Just Say It Radio. Today, we're going to be talking to you about Islam and the news. What's going on in the news? We're seeing bombings, we're seeing beheadings, we're seeing killings, we're seeing hostage taking and then killing. We're seeing random shootings that are at the very base so often in, they're steeped in Islamic faith. Now, let's look at what really is going on. We have the government who is stating that Islam is a religion of peace. Islam is a religion of tolerance, and Islam has contributed so much to society. But yet, if we look at what Islam is actually preaching in the Quran, we can see a whole different story. But let me just backtrack a little bit. There was a Pew review in 2007, and the question was this: is suicide bombing or other forms of violence against civilian targets to defend Islam, could it be justified? And that was in Europe. 64% of Muslims in France believed it could never be justified. 19% believed it could be justified rarely. 10% said sometimes. And 6% thought it would be justifiable. Often. That's the word, often. And if you take the math and you calculate it all out of how many Muslims are in Europe, if you take that and you calculate that 6%, you have 90,000 people who believe it's justifiable often. And then you have another 150,000 people in the 10% bracket who believe it sometimes. This is a grave concern, people, because it has taken only one or two to do severe damage in places where there's random shootings going on. It only takes one to blow out a building. It only takes a few to hit a tower. And look at the destruction and devastation, people. What we're not getting is what the Quran is really preaching, and what is Islam really stating. You can call me Islamophobic, but what I am is basically terrorphobic. I have an issue with terrorism. I have an issue with the violence, the hatred, and the subjugation of a religion that, if you look close enough in their text, you will see serious issues. Now, let's just look at this rationally. Do you know that approximately or nearly one out of every 12 verses in the Quran says that Allah hates non-Muslims? If you are a human being and you're reading this stuff religiously all the time, don't tell me that this stuff is not teaching you subversively to hate non-Muslims. There is no room for mercy or love, kindness or grace. When you take it all, strip away all the other words, and you look at it at the bare bones, you see hatred, intolerance, and the demanding of silence. That is an issue, my friends. In the Quran 40:71-72, it says, "When the fetters and the chains shall be on their necks, they shall be dragged into boiling water. Then in the fire they shall be burned." Now, if we go even a little bit further down, a little earlier up, we have Quran in chapter 22:19-21. It says, "But as for those who disbelieve, garments of fire will be cut out for them. Boiling fluid will be poured down on their heads, whereby that which is in their bellies and their skins too will be melted, and for them are hooked rods of iron." Now, if that doesn't get you, you have another one that says in Quran 4:56, "Those who disbelieve our revelations, we shall expose them to the fire. As often as their skins are consumed, we shall exchange them for fresh skins, that they may taste the torment. Lo, Allah is ever mighty wise." So are you guys getting the picture here? Islam is not a religion of peace. Islam is a religion, actually a cult, of subjugation and violence. And if you don't agree, we will silence you. We will remove you. And Sharia law is introducing that very point of the Islamic faith, which is silence to anyone who opposes us. And that, my friends, is the opportunity for them for the death of democracy and freedom of speech. If you even mention Muhammad in a way that they feel is blasphemous, you better believe there's going to be violence to come. We as a nation under freedom need to understand how paramount it is for us to call a spade, to understand what's really going on. And what we need to do is to put a law against such a violent cult as this. I am not here to hate on the Islamic people. I'm here to come against the Islamic faith for what it really is. Jesus said to love your neighbor as yourself. I don't see that here in the Islamic faith. I don't see it anywhere. Anyone who disbelieves, they are destroyed. Let's get the facts straight and let's face what really is in our faces. Let's face what's really in front of us. This is a dangerous cultic regime.